And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're joined here today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler, previewing tonight's City Commission meeting. Got a couple more general agenda items we'll try to squeeze in here. And if we have time, we'll get into the consent agenda. But item C is a consideration for participating in the Manhattan Housing Authority's recovery agreement with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, otherwise known as HUD.
Right, Brandon, this is a request from HUD specifically for the city to be a party to the Manhattan Housing Authority's recovery agreement. HUD has put the Housing Authority in a status needing a recovery agreement and setting up basically a five-year, multi-year plan to improve its performance. Most of this was triggered by the renovation of the high-rise, which had a mold problem and had to be totally rehabilitated. And the HUD was only willing to put in, I think it was around $4 million in the project. And there was some of the things like windows and other aspects that were helped contributing towards the mold and other issues needed to be renovated. And so the Housing Authority was able to find some tax credits, but ultimately came to the city for some assistance of about $1 million to fully renovate the facility so it would last. But that project took a lot longer. They had to relocate some of the existing tenants out of that facility to the other properties that they had. And then that whole process, once it was completed, about moving those folks back in there and then refilling those vacancies of where those occupants were, took a lot longer. So they didn't meet a lot of their goals for occupancy levels of the housing, all at a time when some of the, obviously there were housing availability was up in Manhattan. So long story short, the recovery agreement is to help get themselves back in better shape. The city's asked to be a party to the agreement because the city commission appoints the Housing Board of Commissioners, which is really a special role that back in two decades ago, the housing was under a department of the city, a division of the city in the Community Development Department. The city spun the Housing Authority off to be an independent entity, but retained the authority to appoint their governing body. And so as the appointees to that governing body, HUD wants us to participate in the recovery plan from that aspect of things of monitoring and recruiting and appointing those Housing Board of Commissioners. So,
all right. Any comments on this one, Mr. Butler?
Yeah, I think the key thing when you look at that, it's a lot of it's bureaucracy. You know, the government, insists that we sign that to make this thing work, but it doesn't commit the city to any dollars. And I think that's the key thing everybody needs to understand. You know, we support the Housing Board. Hopefully, they can get it fixed, but essentially it's just bureaucracy that's causing us to get involved in this. And I know the legal staff took some time to be sure that we didn't get warped into something that we didn't want to be involved in, as a city. So they did good work on that, but it's not going to impact our dollars. And that's important for everybody to understand.
All right. The final item on the general agenda here tonight is just a discussion item, and that is an Aggieville update. So I imagine this is going to be geared towards the different construction projects.
It is. So really, it's now that we have the garage under construction, there's some additional sequencing of events and projects that need to occur. Namely, it'll be North Manhattan. That'll be from Anderson to Fremont from a design standpoint. And we've already authorized a preliminary design on that. And so we'll share those results with the commissioners tonight about that stretch. But it's going to be important to try and get that section improved at least to Laramie so that once we do start, for example, working on Morrow Street, we'll have two-way access to that garage, either through North Manhattan or through Laramie Street. So that would be the next street project that we would recommend that we proceed with in the overall Aggieville redevelopment project. There's some utility work, obviously. One of the goals here as we work on Aggieville is to replace all of the water and sewer lines, all of the services to all the businesses, which are very old. The lines are all undersized from a fire flow component. And so that that's a big piece of the upgrading and renovation of the infrastructure in Aggieville. So we'll go through those aspects of it. There's some interest in our other parking lot for redevelopment. Obviously, one of the things that in establishing that tax increment financing district, one of the reasons that we're focusing on the garage as an improvement was to generate more interest in density by creating more parking stalls. And that'll be a big piece in raising the value of the tax increment financing to help pay for some of the renovation costs.
All right. Mayor Butler, any comments on Aggieville updates?
No, I think the vision for Aggieville is a good one. You know, that the idea of just keeping it stagnant, not going to work. I know some people are still not on board with parking garage, but I believe it's going to be the catalyst. And you'll notice that when it's done, there's a couple of vacant lots there where some older buildings were removed, and there's going to be some development take place there rather quickly once that garage is done. So it's going to be the catalyst to move other things in there, and Aggieville will have more of a blend of businesses, and hopefully it won't just be viewed as a bar district. And as those other businesses come in there, that's going to contribute to the TIF and make all this work. So it's a starting point. I think it's going to be like a stream getting more powerful as it goes down. And then I'm looking forward to seeing the success of that.
I know it's tough to navigate down near Aggieville right now because of all the construction. We're about maybe 6 weeks away from St. Patrick's Day. Do you anticipate if we have a parade, that will have to maybe be rerouted?
I think, Dennis Cook that's running that, he's planning on, he sent out information of having the, St. Patrick's Day, race and all those events down there. And they're planning on having that. And I'm looking forward to participating because, again, we need to start getting open back up and think about the future. And, we got to take our heads out of the sand. And so that's the starting point. But, they'll do it safely. And, there'll be a little bit of, the congestion is going to take place on the roads and the building, but we invested money on fixing the streets. We got a plan, and so we got to execute it, and that comes with a few traffic cones, and we'll just have to suffer through that. But it's going to work out in the long run.
All right. Well, we got about 2 minutes left here. If you got anything on the consent agenda, Mr. Fury, you want to highlight, we can run through those real quick.
Sure. I mentioned we're in addition to the special assessment bonds, we'll have some temporary notes that we're going to sell to help provide the construction financing for a number of projects. Actually, there's about $41 million in temp notes that we need to bond from some of this is the rec center, some of the other infrastructure improvements that we're doing, the garage itself. And so we're making a small change to our process. So normally we have that bond sale on the actual commission meeting day. And then award them and have the commissioners confirm that. And it's getting a little more challenging to do that. It's not the norm for most places. So what this is a resolution to authorize the city manager or my designee to approve the bond sale on the Thursday before. So we'll actually have the sale the Thursday before. It puts parameters on that sale, i.e. the total amount that we can do, as well as it puts an interest rate cap of 1.75%. So we think it'll be a lot lower than that, as it has been the past few TEP note sales. So, but it gives me some parameters by the commission passing this resolution by which to manage, and then the commission would ratify it at their following meeting.
Okay, good enough. Well, lots of discussion, lots of things going on in our city right now. And so if you want to follow along, tonight, 7 o'clock, cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, or the Facebook page. And if you can also attend in public, or in person in public. That's limited to 29. Mayor Wynn Butler, City Manager Ron Fear, thank you guys again so much. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to get in a final plug. Super Bowl Sunday, the Bread Basket's having a food drive to make up for the shortages. So if you're not aware of that, it's been out there on Facebook. You can drive by. They'll have people outside, bring your canned goods and things like that, help out the Bread Basket.
Absolutely. Good plug. Thank you. And that's going to wrap up our show today, Dave. Coming up tomorrow, USD 383, Manhattan Fire Department will join us.
All right. As we move up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN, our American stories are coming up after CBS News, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, The Game, and K-State KU Basketball.